Yo, 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 what's going on? Welcome back to the Winning State of Mind. It's your boy Alex Davis. Sorry for the chewing. I just turned my lights down. Matter of fact, I might even light a candle. I'm going to do this completely different from how I usually do podcast episodes. And I want you to hear all these things. Not because I'm doing ASMR or anything. But just because I want the image or the concept or the idea of what filming a podcast had to look like, or basically just details that don't really matter. And I'll get more into detail on this. But that's why I titled this, "You're Probably Overthinking, and It Probably Doesn't Matter," or something along those lines. I had it actually better. But I realized my titles need to be more like in your face like that, you know? It needs to be more straight to the point. And it needs to be speaking directly to people. Because before, I used to make like the power of mindset or something, or like the power of resilience. And I think that stuff is kind of cool, but I feel like I just have more conviction and I have more passion now out of everything that I've endured in my life. And I feel like I can really speak to who I am now, because for so long, I just would not let myself do that. You know, I thought I needed to speak fast. Thought I needed to continue to have a steady stream of words coming out of my mouth when I did podcast episodes before. I thought they needed to be more similar to Brian Casella. I thought, because some people write down points, maybe I should structure mine with more of a note or a seminar-esque methodology. But at the end of the day, none of that matters, because what those are blockers. Those are distractions. Those are another ways for you to continue to keep yourself stuck, even if it's the slightest hesitation of considering something that has not happened before, thinking about what people have to think negatively or what people would perceive or say negatively before you even do anything. It's just, why does it matter anyway? Right? If you're someone like me, whose brain just has somehow become the ultimate imposter, where it's just irrational at times, where it's almost anything that I do, I feel like is wrong, and I'm incompetent, and I feel like there's a struggle. I feel like there is a gap between me and the thing that I want to be. I feel like it's never enough, or that I'm forgetting something, or that something I'm presenting to someone, they're actually going to think is worse than what I thought it was, or that I'm going to look stupid. I don't know what the exact reason is. It could be a lot of reasons. But I think the ultimate reason is because I'm thinking too much. And so are you. If you relate to that, and you think about, excuse me, you think about all the moments yourself where you've put yourself in a box that you can't break out of for no reason, then I totally understand. And the people that I think about that would have something to say, it's always people that aren't doing something that I want to do. They're not even remotely close or thinking about the things that I think about, or they don't care. Theorizing can really be detrimental. it's good to theorize so that you can keep your mind open, so that you can keep hope and keep faith, because that's what I've learned in my 26 years so far, is one of the most important things is to honestly keep yourself hopeful, keep yourself looking forward to something, to clinging on to some sort of light, because there's so much darkness around us. And this isn't business, right? This isn't entrepreneurship tactic. This isn't a sales tactic. This is real life being human right now. Because that's ultimately what I care about more than anything. So yes, this podcast is evolving. And I'm going to try to keep these in more of a digestible format as well, because I realize that the thing that I do all the time is watch YouTube videos. I almost said movies. Watch YouTube videos in between my eating breaks. Excuse me. And I think when someone is taking the time to digest information while they're digesting food, and they're doing that so that they can kill two birds with one stone. Like, those are the type of people that I want around me. One, because they're motivated enough to maximize their time. Two, because they're actually working towards something that I'm working towards, so we can relate and help each other out and just speak about it. And three, it just kind of shows that they're a person that really wants to do for themselves. And that's ultimately the people that I want to surround myself with. People that aren't afraid to believe in themselves. People that do believe in themselves. People that are proud to be themselves. People that love themselves, love others, and focus on love first more than anything else. People that focus on education and that want to be educated because they love being educated. They love learning. They love things. They have passions. They get passionate about things. They see things and they're not ashamed to like certain things. They're not ashamed to be themselves because what they like might not be what everyone likes. They're not afraid to stand out among the crowd. It's funny that everybody wants to stand out now, right? But when you stand out, oh, well, they want to insult you. They want to tell you you're wrong because you're going against what everyone else is going against. Let it breathe. They want you to neglect the fact that you are a human being. They want you to feel like until you reach that destination that you create in your head that doesn't even exist, that you can't be satisfied until then. That you're not good enough until then, that you can't talk, that your voice, your opinion doesn't matter until then, that you're not worthy to be loved by the opposite sex until then, that you don't deserve a house or family or people that love you in your life. You know, that's part of the world that we live in. That's not the world, but that's part of it, right? Because I choose not to live in that world anymore. There was a point where I felt subscribed, you know, that I need to go get these things and I need to fulfill these goals in my mind of, oh man, I need to get this bag. I need to have this status. I need to get verified. I need to do this and I need to look this good and I need to be able to be this attractive to women. I don't need to do any of that. And yeah, I'm getting real right now because I just don't care anymore, y'all. For far too long, I've cared about things that don't matter, that have only kept me from creating the content that I want to create. And another thing that I'm going to say is I let people not doing things around me stop me from putting things out, because I was like, well, what if I'm putting out so much and I'm putting out all these podcast episodes, but like nothing's happening? Like, why am I thinking these things? I should be thinking I want to put out 1,000 podcast episodes and make them all good and make them all listenable. And I should be thinking that I want to do a lot of good and change people's lives with those things. That's what I should be thinking. Why am I blocking myself? Why am I denying myself my own blessing? Why am I coming in between myself and a possibility or a reality that could change my life for the better? That could set up my friends, that could set up my family. Why am I doing these things? right? Why do I feel the need when I'm working multiple hours for so long that because others aren't working the same hours as me, that I need to stop, that I need to let off the gas? There's no correlation that dictates causation in those instances. Even if those two instances arise in the same time, it does not reflect the truth. And the truth is, you can work as hard as you want, as long as you want. Man, my Shazam thing just kind of popped up, so I'm glad. Hopefully that didn't screw anything up. But the truth is, you can do whatever you want. You can put in as many hours as you want. And that's just life. That's just your life, and that's how you're spending your chips. You know, that's really how you're spending your chips, and that's what it is. So if that's how you accept that you want to spend your chips, hey, that's that. That moment will never come back, but realize that that moment will never come back. So yeah, this is my new format of podcasting that I want to try out and see how it goes. This is around 11. I'm seeing that a lot of the things that I listen to myself are usually around 11 minutes to 13. So yeah, I'm just going to do this, like I said, repeat it. And I'm just going to keep it real with y'all. So if you like it, please, please, please reach out. Let me know. I appreciate everybody listening. Let me know about anything you want to hear. And if you want to be held accountable for something, let me know. Let's make it happen. This is the new winning state of mind, and let's win. Peace.